Boss Rove, Inside Karl Rove's Secret Kingdom of Power, by Craig Unger, narrated by Mel Foster, copyright 2012 by Craig Unger. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Scribner, a division of Simon & Schuster, Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2012 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Chapter 1. The Man Who Swallowed the Republican Party. On Wednesday, April 21, 2010, about two dozen Republican power brokers gathered at Karl Rove's five-bedroom federal-style townhouse on Weaver Terrace in northwest Washington, D.C., to strategize about the upcoming midterm elections in the fall. Rove, 59, had hosted this kind of event many times before. 6 years earlier, he held weekly breakfasts for high-level GOP operatives to plan for the 2004 fall elections. Back then, as senior advisor and deputy chief of staff to President George W. Bush, a bureaucratic title that belied his extraordinary power, Rove oversaw Bush's re-election campaign. More important, he was attempting to implement a master plan to build a permanent majority through which Republicans would maintain a stranglehold on all three branches of government for the foreseeable future. The plan was not merely to win elections. It represented a far more grandiose vision, the forging of a historic realignment of the nation's political landscape, the transformation of America into effectively a one-party state. But now, Rove was no longer in the White House. He had been one of the most powerful unelected officials in the United States, but to many Republicans,